Welcome to this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson on designing a jungle shuffle with jungle swing, then resampling it into a tighter, darker, more playable loop. If you love that classic jungle and drum and bass energy, this is the kind of groove that makes the track feel alive, not just programmed, alive. We're going to build a broken, shuffling drum pattern, shape the swing with timing and velocity, then print it to audio so we can chop it, dirty it up, and turn it into something with real attitude. We're working around 172 BPM, which is a great sweet spot for classic jungle motion. If you want a little faster or slower later, you can adjust, but 172 is a strong starting point. First, set up your project with a MIDI drum track and an audio track for resampling. If you want, you can also create a bass track now just so you can test the groove later against a simple low end. That's always a smart move, because jungle drums do not live in a vacuum. They need space to breathe around the bass. Load a drum rack on your MIDI track and pick sounds that have punch and character. A short kick, a classic break-style snare, a crisp closed hat, a short open hat, and a few ghost hits or extra percussion sounds will give you everything you need. If you have an amen break or another chopped break, even better, you can load that into simpler and use slice mode, but if you don't have one, don't worry, we can build the feel from scratch. Now start with a 2-bar MIDI clip. That's usually where jungle starts to really move. One bar can work, but 2 bars gives the groove room to breathe and lets the shuffle develop instead of looping too obviously. Anchor the beat with your main snares on 2 and 4. That's the backbone. Keep those snares strong and stable. That's one of the biggest jungle rules. Protect the anchor points. Around those snare hits, place kicks, ghost notes, and hats so the pattern feels like it's answering the snare rather than fighting it. A simple way to think about the pattern is this. Kick on the 1, snare on the 2, another kick or low percussion before 3, snare on 4, then vary the second bar so it doesn't feel copied and pasted. Add offbeat hats and a few ghost notes that lead into the main hits. Don't overcrowd it. A good jungle groove has space inside it. Some of the movement is implied, not fully spelled out. Now let's get into the shuffle. This is where the beat stops sounding rigid and starts sounding like a player is leaning into it. You can create this feel in 2 ways. By manually nudging notes, and by using swing from the groove pool. Start with the manual side. In the MIDI editor, move some closed hats slightly late, maybe 10 to 20 milliseconds. Put a few ghost notes slightly early, around 5 to 15 milliseconds ahead of the beat. Keep the snare mostly locked in place. The snare is your anchor, so don't swing it too hard unless you want a much looser break feel. Kicks can stay tight too, unless you want the groove to feel more relaxed. But the hats and ghost notes are where the shuffle really lives. Then open the groove pool and try an MPC-style swing preset. Something in the 54 to 58% range is a nice subtle start. If you want the shuffle to feel more obvious, go a little higher, maybe 60 to 62. Apply the groove mostly to hats and ghost percussion, and use it lightly on kicks if needed. Usually, you want the main snare to stay solid. That contrast between a steady snare and moving details around it is what gives the rhythm its energy. Velocity is just as important as timing. In fact, timing without velocity can still feel stiff. Lower the velocity of ghost hits so they sit back in the groove. Bring up certain hats so the pattern has accents. Let repeated hats alternate between louder and softer. Keep your main snares strong and consistent, usually up around 100 to 127. Ghost snares or rim hits can live much lower, maybe 25 to 70. Hats can sit anywhere from soft to fairly strong depending on whether you want them to push or sit behind the beat. This is how the rhythm starts to breathe. At this point, your MIDI groove should already have some life. Now we can bring in a break layer for that classic jungle texture. You can do this by layering a chopped break in simpler, or by resampling the programmed groove and rechopping it. That second approach is especially powerful, because audio gives you a different kind of attitude. MIDI gives you control. Audio gives you grit. Before you print the groove, give your drum bus some light processing. You don't want to crush it yet. Just shape it a bit so the resample has personality. An EQ 8 high pass around 25 to 35 Hz is a good cleanup move. If the low mids get muddy, a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz can help. Add a saturator with a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and turn on soft clip if you need it. A glue compressor can help hold the groove together, or use drum bus if you want more punch and grime. You can also add a subtle auto filter if you want the sound to move a little. Now comes the fun part, resampling. Create a new audio track, set its input to resampling, arm it, and record 2 or 4 bars of your drum loop. If you prefer, you can route your drum bus to a dedicated audio track and record that output instead. Either way, the goal is the same: print the groove to audio so you can edit it like a performance. Once the resample is recorded, consolidate the best section and zoom in. Listen closely to the transients. Audio often reveals things MIDI hides. You may hear that a ghost hit is too loud, or that a hat needs to move a tiny bit, or that one snare hit feels too early. This is where you switch from programmer mode to editor mode. Print early, then refine. Now chop the audio resample into pieces and start shaping the bounce. Try cutting just before key snare hits, or nudging a slice slightly earlier or later. Reverse a tiny percussion hit here and there. Add micro fades so you don't get clicks. Repeat a transient to make a little fill at the end of the phrase. This is the kind of detail that makes a loop feel like a real jungle performance instead of a static loop. Use warp carefully. If the groove feels good already, don't overdo it. If you need to tighten it, beats mode is usually the right choice for drum material. But keep in mind, the more you force the audio into perfect alignment, the more you risk flattening the natural movement you just created. If you want to take it further, do a second resample pass. This is a great pro move. Record one version with a slightly more open filter, one with more drive, or one with a beat repeat moment or a short fill. Then you can build arrangement movement by switching between a main loop, a variation loop, and a fill loop. That little bit of contrast keeps the track feeling alive. And that contrast matters. Jungle and drum and bass often feel powerful because one bar is a little more open, and the next bar is a little busier. Or one phrase is clean and the next has extra grit. You do not need a totally new drum pattern every 8 bars. Sometimes one extra ghost note, one extra hat, or one filtered bar is enough to make the whole section feel like it's evolving. For a simple arrangement, think in 16-bar blocks. Start with a filtered drum intro, then bring in the full jungle loop. After that, add a variation with extra ghost notes or a chopped break fragment. Then use a fill or transition into the drop. Automating an auto filter opening up over time is a classic move. You can also mute the kick for a bar before a drop, or hit the listener with a reversed resample into the downbeat. Small changes like that go a long way. A few mistakes to watch out for: don't overquantize everything, or the groove turns robotic. Don't swing the snare so much that the whole beat loses its backbone. Don't use only one layer, because a single loop can sound flat. And don't resample too early if the MIDI groove isn't already working. Resampling reveals character, but it won't magically fix weak timing. If you want a darker, heavier result, keep the low end of the drums controlled, and let the sub-bass own the deepest frequencies. Saturate the break layer more than the clean hits. Try filtered percussion for extra menace. And if you want more impact, make a dirty resample and blend it quietly under a cleaner version. That clean plus dirty combination can sound huge. So here's the core process one more time. Build a broken drum pattern. Keep the snare stable. Let the hats and ghost notes move. Add a light groove and velocity shaping. Resample the loop to audio. Chop and refine it. Then create variations so the arrangement keeps breathing. That's how you get from a basic MIDI pattern to a living jungle shuffle with swing, grit, and momentum. For your practice challenge, set the tempo to 172 BPM. Build a two-bar groove with snare anchors, kick variations, offbeat hats, and a few ghost notes per bar. Apply a light MPC-style swing, shape the velocities, add a little saturation and compression, then resample it and chop it into new pieces. Make one version clean and one version darker and more crushed. Then compare them and listen for which one feels more like jungle. If you get this right, your drums won't just loop. They'll move. They'll push and pull. They'll feel like a real performance printed into audio, and that's where jungle gets its magic.